الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، the interesting discussion concerning the second degree or level in belief in the qadr of Allah عز وجل. And we spoke about Allah's mashi'a and irada, and we will see what that means when we elaborate on the differences in the terminologies. But until then, let's just generally say that irada is intent. Irada is intent. It's the want, the will. Mashiya is the will, irada is the intent. You will see what that means. Now, we were speaking about the fact that nothing happens in the creation of Allah except that which He decreed. That which He decreed, that which He willed. And we quoted the ayah, فَلَوْ شَاءَ لَهَدَاكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. If Allah had willed, He would have guided all of you. That Allah is able to do all things. His will, whatever Allah wills. Now we stopped at the ayah, and I had given you a homework. I don't know how many of you had the chance to do anything about it, but the homework was, if everything happens by the will of Allah, okay, and then kufr happens by the will of Allah, disobedience happens by the will of Allah, so does that mean that Allah wants it to happen because He willed it? Or how do we bring a relation between Allah, nothing happening except what Allah wills, and yet kufr and disbelief and disobedience and you name it is taking place, and that still has to fall under Allah's will? So how do we bring a relation between those? Obviously no one thought about it. Obviously no one thought about it. Or did you?
Think about it, yeah. The answer is not.
Did you think about anything, Muhammad, or you were too busy working?
You need to
answer for it. Tafan. You have 1 minute. No, go ahead. Allah, yeah. Everything happens by the will of Allah.
That's it.
Now, disbelief, kufr, and ma'siyah. Does Allah want them? Does Allah want them?
Yes.
Allah wants them.
No. The Shia had two sections.
Uh-huh.
One of them is Sharia,
uh-huh.
Another one is Qadariya.
You're in the right zone, but you're off. No, you're off with the terminology, even Arabic terminology. There's no Shari'iyya and Qadariyya.
No, Shari'iyya and Qadariyya.
Bravo alaik. So, Naif al-Atabi is on point. And we will see what the Shaykh will explain. Listen to this now. The Shaykh said, فَهَذِي الْآيَاتَ تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ أَفْعَالَ الْعِبَادِ مُتَعَلِّقَةً بِمَشِيَةِ اللَّهِ مُتَعَلِّقَةً بِمَشِيَةِ اللَّهِ. These ayat indicate that the actions of the slaves are relevant or subordinate to Allah's will, Allah's mashia. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. And you do not will until, unless Allah wills. Now, وَهَذِي تَدُلْ عَنْ نَعْمُ. We mentioned that. هَذِي وَقَوْلُهُ لَا يَكُونُ فِي مُلْكِهِ مَا لَا يُرِيدُ. Nothing happens in Allah's dominion except that which He intended. هَذِي الْعِبَارَةَ تَحْتَاجُ إِلَى تَفْصِيلٍ. This expression requires detailing. We need to look into it more closely. لا يكون في ملكه ما لا يريد بالإرادة الكونية. Nothing happens in Allah's dominion which He doesn't want according to the universal intent of Allah, the universal will. أما بالإرادة الشرعية, as for the legislative will, فيكون في ملكه ما لا يريد. Then in the dominion of Allah happens that which He doesn't want. How? We will see. Don't get confused, like, what happened? Take it easy, guys. Think about it. Broaden your understanding. وَحِينَئِذٍ نَحْتَاجُ إِلَىٰ أَن نُقَصِّمَ الْإِرَادَ إِلَىٰ قِسْمَيْنِ. We are obliged then to divide the irada, the intent, the want of Allah into two groups, two kinds. إرادة كونية وإرادة شرعية. A universal irada and a legislative irada. What we mean by universal, as I explained before, it doesn't mean universal studios, or it means that something that is universal. It means it has to do with the universe, not as in worldwide. Because you have universal, as in every country you find one. No, we mean universe. Meaning in Allah's universe, it's His irada and the universe which He created. Whereas the legislative one, where do you find it? Where do you find the legislative irada? Quran and Sunnah. Why are you scared? Where are you going to get the irada of Allah? وَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ قَانِتِينَ أَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةِ. Isn't this the will of Allah that you establish salah? Isn't it the intent of Allah you establish salah? Where do you find it? In the Quran and the Sunnah. طيب. This is the what? The legislative. Now, when you abandon that command, when you don't pray, and you don't establish the salah, did you not go against the intent and the will of Allah? You went against the legislative one, which He gave you a choice concerning. But you didn't go beyond the universal one, which you would have never had the ability to do had Allah not willed it. So Allah gave you the ability to will not to do salah. He legislatively, He wanted you to do salah. That's why He commanded you in the Quran and the Sunnah. But universally, He gave you the free will. You want to do salah, that's fine. You don't want to do salah, you'll pay for it later on. Is that clear? That division. We will see more examples, inshallah. فَالْإِرَادَ الْكَوْنِيَّةِ بِمَعْنَى الْمَشِيئَةِ. The universal intent is really the will of Allah. وَمِثْلُهَا قَوْلُ نُوحٌ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ لِقَوْمِهِ. Like this statement of Nuh to his people. وَلَا يَنْفَعُكُمْ نُصْحِي إِنْ أَرَدْتُ أَنْ أَنْصَحَ لَكُمْ إِنْ كَانَ اللَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَنْ يُغْوِيَكُمْ. He said to them, and my advice will not benefit you if I want good counsel for you, if Allah wills to lead you astray. If Allah wants you to deviate. Which one is this? The kawniyah or the shar'iyah? Kawniyah. The shar'iyah, He's calling him to believe in Allah. Nuh is calling him to believe in Allah. The kawniyah, even though Allah sent him to call him, he's saying, if Allah wants to lead you astray, then my advice is not going to benefit you. Because in the kawniyah, Allah will lead them astray because of their rejection. But in the shar'iyah, Allah wants them to come to Iman. That's why He gave them da'wah for 950 years, and at the end, Allah drowned them. Because in his shar'iyah, they didn't submit to Allah. So in the kawniyah, Allah allowed them to do that, but then Allah punished them for that choice of theirs. So that's what we bring about. And then second one, وَالْإِرَادَةُ الشَّرْعِيَّةِ بِمَعْنَى الْمَحَبَّةِ عَجِيمٍ. الْإِرَادَةُ الشَّرْعِيَّةِ, the Allah's legislative will and intent is actually means love. It's actually what Allah loves. وَمِثْلَهَا قَوْلُ تَعَالَى وَاللَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَن يَتُوبَ عَلَيْكُمْ. Allah wants to accept your repentance. Meaning Allah loves to accept your repentance. Again, notice the words. In the ayah in Surah Nuh, إِنْ كَانَ اللَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَنْ يُغْوِيَكُمْ. Now, وَاللَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَنْ يَتُوبَ عَلَيْكُمْ. يُرِيد, this is the present tense. أَرَادَ is the past tense. يُرِيدُ is the present tense. سَيُرِيدُ is the future tense. سِيبَكْ مِنْ هَذَا. الشاهد, يُرِيدُ. But different. One is legislative and one is universal. A. وتختلف الإرادتان في موجبهما وفي متعلقهما. Now these two iradat differ concerning what they necessitate and what they are relevant to. They differ concerning what they necessitate and what they are relevant to. Listen. ففي المتعلق الإرادة الكونية تتعلق فيما وقع. Concerning that which they are related to or relevant to, the universal intent of Allah has to do with what has already occurred, what has happened. سواء أحبه أم كرهه. Irrelevant or irrespective whether Allah loved it or hated that thing. Whether Allah loved it or hated that thing. Meaning, does Allah love kufr? No. But in the universal irada of Allah, kufr is all over the place. So even though Allah doesn't love kufr, وَلَا يَرْضَ لِعِبَادِهِ الْكُفْرِ, as it comes in the Quran, Allah is not pleased that his slaves disbelieve in him, yet Allah willed it, otherwise everyone would have been a believer. وَلَوْ شَاءَ لَهَدَاكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ If Allah willed, everyone would have been guided. Are you getting the picture now? I hope so. If you're confused, let me know. I'll answer you next week, inshallah. طيب والإرادة الشرعية تتعلق فيما أحبه. The legislative intent is relevant to what Allah loves. سواء وقع أم لم يقع. Whether it happens or it doesn't happen. يعني Allah loves that you do salah. It may take place, you may ignore it. It doesn't matter. Allah loves it and He willed it. That's why He sent down ayat, and the Prophet ﷺ taught the Sahaba and the Ummah in at large the importance of salah. Why? Allah loves it. He wills and intends that we do salah. However, we were given a choice. Some will submit and some will reject. وفي موجبهما, in that which they necessitate, الإرادة الكونية يتعين فيها وقوع المراد. The universal intent necessitates the taking place of what has been intended. Yani if Allah willed something, it must come to pass. It must happen. والإرادة الشرعية لا يتعين فيها وقوع المراد. Whereas the legislative one, it is not necessary that it will materialize. Yani Allah Azza wa Jal intends, for example, for the Ummah to rise. At all times, you're supposed to be leaders, not imitators. Isn't it? Now, are we doing that? No. Nowadays, إلا من رحم الله, the Muslims imitate others, they're not being imitated. So Allah loves it that we are the leaders, we don't imitate anyone. خالفوا اليهود والنصارى, distinguish yourself from the Jews and the Christians. Allah intends it, Allah loves it, however it is not happening. Meaning if Allah wills something legislatively, it doesn't have to materialize. It may not, like in our condition. At this point, it is not happening. It will happen in the future, inshallah. وعلى هذا يكون قول المؤلف رحمه الله ولا يكون في ملكه ما لا يريد يعني به الإرادة الكونية. So now we understand the statement of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, when he said رحمه الله. So nothing happens in the dominion of Allah except that which He wills. Which one is it? The universal or the legislative? The universal. Look, the legislative, people may do it, they may not. Everybody should be a believer according to the advice of Allah to His creatures. Is everybody a believer? No. So they, according to the legislation of Allah, the legislative will, it didn't happen. But the universal one, it did. If Allah willed, no one would have done kufr. You're confused, Muhammad. طيب. فإن قال قائل. Now somebody, a philosopher may come and say, hold on man, you're getting me a little, you know, messed up over here. هل المعاصي مرادة الله? And you're telling me sins? Allah intends sins? Allah is the one who allows and wills and intends sins to take place? فالجواب, أما بالإرادة الشرعية فليست مرادة له. According to the legislative will, no it is not. Allah doesn't will that you disobey Him. In fact, everyone should be a perfect believer. لِأَنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّهَا Because Allah doesn't love it. وَأَمَّا بِالْإِرَادَ الْكَوْنِيَّةِ فَهِيَ مُرَادَةٌ لَهُ سُبْحَانَهُ لِأَنَّهَا وَاقِعَةٌ بِمَشِئَةِ As for the universal intent, then obviously it is the intent of Allah, it is according to the will of Allah, because it only happens by Allah's will and leave. If Allah didn't will it, no one would have done anything. قوله وأنه سبحانه على كل شيء قدير من الموجودات والمعدومات. The statement of Shaykh Islam ibn Taymiyyah رحمه الله, and that he glorified is his name, or is he able, is able or capable of doing all things among الموجودات and المعدومات. What is that? Who knows what, and always whenever I ask a question that has to do with Arabic, the preference is given for those who don't speak Arabic. So they may exercise. When we run out of choices, then we refer to you. Mawjudat and ma'dumat.
Existence.
Okay. Ma'lumat
means understanding.
Ma'lumat, ma'dumat. Ma'lum, you think you're over there, I'm with the broken Arabic. Mawjud, ma'lum, you're like available. What is that, Muhammad? We're speaking Fusha, Allah Yahdik. This is classical Arabic, traditional. Ma'fi ma'lum, mawjud. Mawjudat, existent. معدومات non-existent. I mean that which exists is موجودات. Non-existence or things which don't exist are معدومات from عدم. We learned the word عدم before, by the way. And not شاي عدني, just in case you're going off track again. عدم with the meme. كل شيء فالله قادر عليه من الموجودات. Everything which exists, Allah is capable of all of that. فيعدمها أو يغيرها. Allah may make it non-existent or Allah may alter it, may change it. ومن المعدومات, and among non-existents, what can Allah do to it? Things which don't exist, what can Allah do to them? Make them exist, huh? فيوجدها. Allah brings it to existence. فالقدرة تتعلق في الموجود بإيجاده أو إعدامه أو تغييره. So the ability or the omnipotence of Allah has to do concerning that which exists, has to do with either bringing it to existence, removing it from existence, or altering it, changing it. وفي المعدوم بإعدامه أو إيجاده. As for that which is non-existent, Allah may leave it non-existent or Allah may bring it into existence. فمثلا, example, كل موجود فالله قادر أن يعدمه أو يعدمه, يعدمه عفوا. Everything which exists, Allah is able to make it non-existent. Correct or incorrect? وقادر أن يغيره. Allah is able to alter it. Correct or incorrect? طيب. أن ينقله من حال إلى حال. Meaning Allah will shift it from a condition to another, from a phase to another, depending on that thing. وَكُلُّ مَعْدُومٍ. Now everything which is non-existent, فَاللَّهُ قَادِرٌ عَلَىٰ أَن يُجِدَهُ. Allah is able to bring it to existence. مَهْمَا كَانْ. Whatever that thing is. كَمَا قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Verily Allah is over everything, all capable. Now of course we discussed this with the Sheikh Muhammad Al-Hijin the last time, which is really a paradox. It's a problematic discussion that you will have with the Christians. Because if we don't qualify this statement, if we don't become a little more technical, you may fall into a trap with the Christians that you can't get out of. If you leave it like that, then the Christian will tell you, oh yeah? So what's your problem with God becoming a man? What's the big deal? What's the big deal that God begot a son? You're saying Allah cannot beget a son? Why? You're saying Allah is able to do all things. So that is within the things Allah is able to do. He can have a child, He can become a man, He could die and resurrect. And now what are you going to say to the Christians?
He's able to do all things, but He is not.
You remember this from way before? Alhamdulillah. One information that the brothers remember. How many years ago we learned this? Alhamdulillah, this is still intact. Do we say, and this is courtesy of Bilal Phillips, Jazallah Khair, I learned it from him. He said, well, we say to them, yes, Allah is able to do all things which are consistent with Him being Allah. If you want Him to do something which makes Him less than Allah, then we no longer have Allah. You understand what I'm saying? So you cannot, for when we say God is able to do all things, say hold on, define God. They say God is the all capable, the everlasting, the ever living. Say okay, so if you say God the ever living died, how is that? How are you making Him do something which negates His definition? Once you make Him do something which negates His definition, He's no longer God. So now we have an issue with words, issue with concept, issue with philosophy, done. So he does all things, and we add another one, which are consistent with Him being God and wisdom. Wisdom. Don't be bringing some foolish, outlandish, like some of the kuffar will say, can God become a fly? And then you go like this. A'udhu billah. This is from the ideas of the kuffar. So listen, this is outlandish and foolish. We don't believe that in Islam. We believe in Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Leave alone this nonsense. Because kuffar did this. The atheists used to tell the Christians, can God create a stone which is too heavy for Him to carry? And the Christians, you know, get okay. If they told them no, they would tell them, but you said God is able to do all things. If they told them yes, they say, how is God going to create a stone too heavy for Him to have? So He can do all things. So the Christians were lost in with the atheists with this kind of idea. If they bring this to a Muslim, we say, shut your mouth. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. This is foolish. These are foolish ideas for children. When you speak about Allah, we don't have these possibilities. So everything which is consistent with Allah being the one whom we know and with wisdom. Having a child for God is not wise. Becoming a man and being humiliated and spat on and spanked and slapped and crucified and buried and resurrected, that's not wise. God doesn't have to do all this. Because if He wants to forgive you, He will just forgive you. If He wants to place you in paradise, He will place you in paradise. He doesn't have to go through this hassle Himself and humiliate Himself so you can have a good old time. Because that's the Christian conception of life. That God, He created a problem, and He solved the problem by humiliating Himself for Him to solve His own problem so you can just watch and go to paradise. By accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Crazy stuff. If you think about it, that's foolish. But that's what the Christian world believes. How many are there in the world? A lot. How many of them are we giving da'wah to? I mean, if you're able to deliver this piece of information to a Christian and walk away, his faith will never be the same. For the rest of his life, he's going to realize that I must be on some wrong religion here. Whether he embraces Islam or not, that's none of your business. But at least you created this doubt which he wasn't aware of. And with just giving him a few sentences. You know, did you realize that God created a problem and then he had to solve it himself? And then all this while you're just a bystander? You're just watching? I just accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. Khalas. That's really what it is. So, you know, these things we need to convey to the kuffar so we may bring him to Islam by Allah's will and leave according to the mashia of Allah. Al-Kawniyya or Al-Shar'iyya?
Al-Shar'iyya.
Ud'u ila sabili rabbik. Allah wants you to invite to Him. Kawniyya, they may come, but Allah willed it. Shar'iyya, they may listen, they may not listen. But Allah wants you to give Him da'wah. What happens is according to Allah's universal irada. I hope you were still on the same page here. Ya jama'ah. Pab Jamil. Idhan, zakara ba'du al-ulama. عفواً استثناء من ذلك. Some of the scholars have mentioned an exception to that. What did they say? وقال إلا ذاته. They said Allah is able to do all things except things pertaining to His essence. Except things which are relevant to Allah's essence, Himself subhanahu wa ta'ala. فليس عليها بقادر. Allah is not able to do anything concerning Himself. Do you understand? Some of the ulama said, okay, we believe Allah is able to do all things, but we have to make an exception. What? Himself. Yani Allah has no control, or He cannot change things about Himself. So they thought that this was an exception. وَزَعَمَ عَنَّ الْعَقْلِ يَدُلْ عَلَى ذَلِكَ. And one of بعض العلماء, it's one of the scholars, the Sheikh said, and he claimed that intellect directs you in this understanding of his. فنقول ماذا تريد بأنه غير قادر على ذاته. What do you mean when you say Allah has no capability over Himself, over His essence? إن أردت أنه غير قادر, أنه غير قادر على أن يعدم نفسه أو يلحقها نقصا, فنحن نوافقك على أن الله لا يلحقه نقص أو العدم. If you mean by that Allah is unable to render Himself non-existent, nor is Allah able to make Himself deficient, then we agree with you, because Allah Azza wa Jal can, you know, He can never be deficient, nor can He become non-existent. If that's what you mean by that statement, that Allah has no control over His essence, meaning in that sense. لكننا لا نوافقك على أن هذا مما تتعلق به القدرة. But we don't agree with you that this is part of the قدرة of Allah. That this is something which is relevant to the قدرة of Allah. لأن القدرة إنما تتعلق بالشيء الممكن. Because قدرة has to do with that which is possible. This is further explaining the issue of the Christians. قدرة, the omnipotence, the ability to do all things, is only related to things which are possible. So Allah becoming a man, is it possible or impossible? Impossible. So we don't even include the qudra of Allah in that. Why? Because this is something that negates possibility. That God becomes a man. Because we said, if He becomes a man, He's no longer God. If He becomes a creation, He's no longer the? You don't have anything anymore. أما الشيء الواجب أو المستحيل ask for things which are obligatory or impossible فهذا لا تتعلق به القدرة أصلا. The omnipotence or the ability or the capability of Allah is not even part of that. It's not even related to that. To what? Things which are obligatory and things which are impossible. لأن الواجب مستحيل العدم. Because the obligation is the impossibility of the non-existence of Allah. والمستحيل مستحيل الوجود. And the impossibility is impossible to be existent. A little confusing. Don't worry about it. وإن أردت بقولك. If you mean by your statement, however, إنه غير قادر على ذاته, meaning he's not, he has no capability over his essence. أنه غير قادر على أنه يفعل ما يشاء, that he's unable to do whatever he wills. فلا يقدر أو يجيء أو نحوه, that Allah does not decree things, or Allah does not come, or the likes. You know why? Because you know that the Asha'ira and the Mu'tazila and the Jahmiyyah in general, they don't believe that Allah comes on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Who can quote an ayah which mentions that Allah will come on Yawm al-Qiyamah? Allah ya jama'at al-khair, I hardly ever ask you a question which is not from Juz'a Amma. Wallahi, 80% of the times I ask you for an ayah to Juz'a Amma. For once, satisfy my need. لا يا شيخ مجيء, the coming of Allah.
مجيء ربك
وجاء ربك والملك صفا صفا. يا جماعة الخير ايش فيه؟ وجاء, احسنت يا شيخ عبد المجيد, وجاء ربك, طبعا بعدين وجيء بجهنم. المهم وجاء ربك, your Lord will come or has come, actually it's in the past tense because the events of the day of judgment are so inevitable that part of the eloquence of the Quran is that it refers to them in the past tense, even though they will be happening in the future. Because they're so real, it's like the future is already in the past. 100% it will come to pass as if it already happened, even though this is Yawm al-Qiyamah. That's why if you read the Quran, you find that the present tense is used in Jannah, the past tense is used about the future of the events of the future on Yawm al-Qiyamah and in Jannah and Jahannam. The tenses are not according to the mustaqbal. Why? Because this will happen just like Allah said in the Quran. It doesn't matter. It's going to come to pass. على كل حال, so وَجَاءَ, some of them, the Asha'ira and the Jahmiyyah, they denied it. They said, how are you going to say Allah comes? You come, you know, I see you coming. The Malik comes, the Amir comes. But how does Allah come? So you are likening Allah to His creation. According to the lecture, how do you refute them? Hi, Muhammad. According to the lecture which you attended, you were there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, man. That's why I gotta make sure you're on track. Hey. Yes.
He comes in a way that befits his majesty.
Beautiful. Do we liken it to anything which we've seen in our lives? No. Why? There's nothing like Allah. What's your problem? Yeah, what's your problem? Yeah, if you're going to keep thinking about a man walking down the street coming to you, then this is a problem in your brain. That you're trying to resemble Allah or liken Allah to a man. Allah is not like a man. So the same way, and the simplified way, which I forgot to say in the lecture, believe it or not. The same way Allah has an essence, unlike our essence, Allah has a way of coming unlike our way of coming. Yeah, right or wrong? If our essence and that of Allah is different, then everything pertaining to us and Allah is also different. So what doesn't work with you and me, you cannot say that this is going to be with Allah. But we have to believe that Allah will come because the ayah says, وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ. You have no choice to deny it. So if they mean that, the Shaykh said, فَهَذَا خَطَأ. This is wrong. This is a mistake. بَلْ هُوَ قَادِرٌ عَلَى ذَلِكَ. No, Allah is able to do that. وَفَاعِلُ لَهُ. And Allah will do that. وَلَوْ قُلْنَا إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ بِقَادِرٍ عَلَى مِثْلِ هَذِهِ الْأَفْعَالِ لَكَانَ ذَلِكَ مِنْ أَكْبَرِ النَّقْصِ الْمُمْتَنِعِ عَلَى اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. And if we were to say that Allah is unable to do these actions, then this will be among the greatest forms of deficiencies which are impossible to be referred to Allah Azza wa Jalla and applied to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Because we believe that Allah Azza wa Jalla laughs. صح يضحك ربنا سبحانه وتعالى. And we believe that Allah Azza wa Jalla will speak, to the people. We believe Allah Azza wa Jalla will come. We believe Allah will put his foot, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Jahannam until it will, you know, hatta yanzawi ba'duha ala ba'd, until it will be, you know, stuffed and cornered. Everything will be cornered towards the edges, and we'll say, qat, enough. We believe in all of that. Why? Because Allah said it, and the Prophet spoke about Allah in this fashion. However, we say, hey, don't be thinking about something in your brain, because whatever you're imagining, akhi, is wrong. And you have no right to imagine Allah according to your limited brain, when He told you already in the Quran, وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ وَلَيْسَ كَمِثْلِي شَيْءٍ, and the other ayat which refer to the fact that there's nothing like Allah. So we believe in the ayat and the hadith as they come, but we don't give them human form, we don't liken Allah to His creation, and we don't deny them like the mu'attila, and we don't like the mushabbiha. This is Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah in brief and summary. وبهذا علم أن هذا الاستدراك من عموم القدرة في غير محل على كل تقدير. So then we say that this kind of exception concerning the general capabilities of Allah is not correct according to all standards. Meaning it depends on what the person intends by saying that Allah is able to do all things except in reference to His essence. Meaning they're trying to deny that Allah can come, or Allah can laugh, or Allah can do that. وإنما نص المؤلف رحمه الله على هذا ردا على القدرية الذين قالوا إن الله ليس بقادر على فعل العبد وإن العبد مستقلا بعمله مستقل بعمله. The author رحمه الله quoted this particular text as means of refuting the Qadariyya, who had said that Allah is not capable of what his slave does. Allah is not capable in control concerning what a slave does, and that the slave is independent with his deeds. You do things on your own, Allah has nothing to do with it, which is ajeeb among the Qadariyya. ولكن ما في الكتاب والسنة من شمول قدرة الله يرد عليهم. But whatever we have in the Quran and the Sunnah in terms of the Allah's encompassment in His ability has a serious refutation and a valid refutation against all of them. Now, we'll be coming to a very sensitive topic, very basic, but very interesting for da'wah to the atheist. And we really need to reflect on the next dars, inshaAllah ta'ala. So I will postpone it till next week. Again, this is why we were rushing, because of my time constraints, and I beg your pardon and ask you to forgive me for that. But لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Let me end the recording. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد.